Benjamin can have love for the trucky. Beautiful minds, but we love getting ugly. Risk takers with a clover, man, we love getting lucky. You run, we chase fire, I love when it ducks me. Tones go off, house watch, read the address out. 1075, get up off the magic couch. 500 gallons prepared for the baddest drought. Who else you want on the way when disaster's out? Can't even get a little bit rattled when you enter with exit apparel. Mayday member down, they'll drag you. You won't get this from every Tom, Dick, and Harold, but here's a view from the top floor with Mickey Farrell.
Hey, what's up, guys? Mickey Farrell. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of A View from the Top Floor. On the road still, not able to get up to the studio. So I'm coming to you from the Ace Hotel here in Manhattan, New York. You know, I have some topics lined up that I want to jump on, some good tactics, some good discussions, some good guests, but I want to make sure we do that from the studio. We actually have some good sound quality. So bear with me with the background noise and the poor quality here, but you know, with March here and St. Patrick's Day upon us, the season is rich in pride and tradition of the fire service. So this is something we all know. With the parades coming up and our ability to have a good time and share that camaraderie, let's not forget that this job is a lot bigger than you. We represent the fire service. We represent your department. So don't embarrass it. Don't disrespect it. We all want to have a good time, but take a step back and think about how the public is perceiving it. St. Patrick's Day is probably one of the best days of the year, in my opinion, especially for the fire service. Now, there's different reasons between traditions and religion, but overall, it's just a good day that we get to put on our uniform. That's not a funeral. Go out, have some fun, some laughs with the brothers and sisters. But let's keep it at that. You know, this is another topic that kind of parallels this is September 11th. September 11th is not a party. Just because you put that uniform on doesn't mean it's time to go party, go out and get shit-faced and embarrass the job, embarrass the brothers that came before us. It's very important as senior men that we pass on those traditions and that understanding to the next generation, because many of the next generation wasn't even alive for September 11th. So that's something as well to kind of instill or have that conversation before that day. That way it's not a problem addressing it on that day. You know, for September 11th, St. Patrick's Day in New York City, especially, two very, very big days for people to come in and visit the city. But we have to remember, for those of you that are visiting the city on days such as St. Patrick's Day or September 11th, it's not just one day for people that live here and work here. It's the life we live. So respect the people that come before you, respect the job, and most of all, respect neighborhoods that you are partying, the neighborhoods you are visiting, the people you are meeting, but understand how people are perceiving not just you, but the fire service. Respect that most of all. Again, this job is so much, so much bigger than you as an individual, you as your sole department. It's a community, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the integrity of it all comes down to that day, doing the right thing. So I was just down in North Carolina doing the training days. I can't say enough about the group of individuals that put this on. The Greensboro Fire Department, class act. The guys who run the training days, class act. So if you have the opportunity to go to Arlington, Virginia in September, do it. I think it's probably one of the best, if not the best, conferences in the entire nation. I'm not a big conference guy, I'll be honest. The first conference I ever attended, I was speaking at. So it's kind of new to me, the conference scene or the whole idea or the concept of it, but it really, really is tremendous, and I do enjoy it. It's when you get done with something like that, interacting with people that not only support you and the platform and the message of Top Floor Tactics, but just to have a couple of laughs and just meet normal people. It's just great. I mean, the brotherhood is so real nationwide. Tonight, I'm going to be in Fairhope, Alabama at the Fairhope Brewery for a social leading up to the Southern Alabama's hot fire instructing weekend. That's a great group of lineup. We have Bob Presler from FDNY, Anthony Roet, Port City Fire Training, as well as Mobile. Plus Todd Edwards, Atlanta Fire, Brandon Lewis, Atlanta Fire, Brandon Strickland, Decatur Fire. So it's just a great, great group of guys. The Fairhope Fire Department really does the right thing. So if you are in the Alabama, Southern Alabama area tonight, we'll be at the Fairhope Brewery with a little meet and greet. If not, I know the event is sold out, but we'll be bouncing around the weekend there. So I guess that's it. I just wanted to jump on. Like I said, I want to keep the content rolling out, and I'm not going to address some hardcore tactics from the hotel lobby here, but I do want to keep bringing you some content and just keeping this consistent, because I think, you know, consistency on and off the fire ground equals professionalism, and I want that to be the foundation of my career and everything I do. It has to be consistent. All right, guys. So just a quick jump on, say hello. I will talk to you guys soon. Mickey Farrell, thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next time. Thanks.